share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As we all know, logging, whether legal or illegal, is rife in Kelantan. Heavy logging in the state has resulted in a number of concerning consequences, including the arrival of tigers in settlements, the destruction of waterfalls, and more. Following Arang Asli protests in Kelantan over the construction of the Nangiri Hydroelectric Dam, which would destroy their ancestral lands and protected forests, Kelantan Deputy Menteri Besar Datuk Maud Amar Nik Abdullah announced that logging at the Nangiri Permanent Forest Reserves, HSK, in Gua Musang is licensed. According to Berita Harian, Amar said that logging has long been contributing to the state's income revenue. Although logging is permitted, it must be done within the laws and not above the yearly logging quota set by the state government. He explained that the company carrying out the logging activities needs to follow the regulations approved by Penilaian Impak Alam Sekitar, EIA, he explained. He added that the logging issue is not a big deal because it's an old story. However, he said that the state government doesn't deny that there have been log thefts in Kelantan. But he said that log thefts happen in other states too. He assured the public that the forestry department will investigate theft cases. When there's log theft, the Menteri Besar or the state government shouldn't be blamed. As an example, we don't blame the father when a child steals because the one stealing is the child. That's the same when it comes to the issue of log theft. What do you think of his statements? Let us know in the comments. Also read, don't blame the state, Kelantan's department MB says that the gov is not to blame for the rise in rape cases. Source: Perak Today. Source: Gov Insider. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.